Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about this week's planets. And boy, what a week we are having already. Should be a drum roll, right? Anyway, so this week, the astro headlines of the week, we have, let me check my calendar. We had this morning love planet Venus moving into Cancer, where it will be until August 25th. I'll be talking more about that on the show, how that's very sweet, nurturing, and maternal energy. We care about the people we love a lot more, and we want to take care of them. And also this week, we have Uranus, planet of the unexpected, turning retrograde. Now, it's not just a ho-hum Uranus retrograde. It's Uranus turning retrograde at the very last degree of Aries. So what that means in a nutshell is unexpected endings. How about that? Unexpected endings happening at this time. So I will go into a lot more depth later in the show. I will talk about when Uranus first moved into Aries, when it will be in Aries next, what happened when Uranus was in Aries, and who do we know that has Uranus in Aries. Now, just remember that Uranus is an outer planet. So the last time it was at this position was a long time ago. I just lost the number in my head, but it's like 84 years ago, something like that. So Uranus, the last time was in Aries, was a long time ago, and I will cover what happened at that time when Uranus was in Aries. Now, it wasn't retrograde at the very last degree of Aries, and I have to say that the very last degree of any sign is very potent. So if you were born on the very last day of your sign, there's a lot of things you need to wrap up in this lifetime. There's a lot of things that need to be finished or completed before you can move on. So if there's some sort of like some of these people, you know, born on the last day of a sign, feel that there's some sort of karma or fate or something that needs to be done or understood or learned from the lessons of the sign you were born into. So, for example, if you were born on the very last day of Aries, there are lessons there around Aries that you need to learn. I might cover that in a future show. And also this week, just having a quick squeeze at my calendar here, on Friday, the other headline of the week is Jupiter squaring Pluto on Friday. And so that's pretty intense energy. It's basically excessive power control or excessively power hungry, particularly in relationships, but it just seems to be an excess of power hungriness, if that's even a word, going around at this time. So there you have it. We've got some very interesting energies, and of course I'm going to harp on about the eclipses because we're coming into a lunar eclipse next week. So on next week's show I will be talking about the lunar eclipse in Aquarius, and then on August 21st the big news, which I just keep seeing everywhere, is this solar eclipse in Leo. Now this is not just a regular old new moon solar eclipse. This is a total solar eclipse, and it runs all the way across the USA from coast to coast. Now, the last time this happened was the early 1970s, so this is a huge deal. And the line that it's running through starts at Oregon and finishes over at the Carolinas, but it's like there are all along that route of the eclipse, there are rooftops, bars and hotels that have been fully booked out. People are reserving space to get up on those roof decks straight under the path of the eclipse on August 21st. They're reserving their spots to be able to see the path of the eclipse. Of course, everybody knows you don't look straight up into the eclipse. You have to wear special glasses and what have you. So if you are planning on following or chasing that eclipse on August 21st, be sure to read up about the safety measures around that. And also, of course, be sure to check your daily, weekly, monthly horoscopes on the On Times website. You can't start your day without checking your daily horoscope brought by yours truly, and that's on the On Times website. And also, to follow along with each show, it'd be really handy if you had your chart wheel, and that means the date, time, and place you were born, and then we take that and calculate it and give you back a chart wheel, which will also list the position of the planets at the moment you were born. It's really useful for each show because then you can follow along. So, for example, today, love planet Venus moved into Cancer, and so you might have a planet in Cancer, and that's really good news for you. You might have a planet in Aries or Libra, not so great news because the transiting, and we call the planets up in the sky at any given time, the transiting planets might not be casting some good mojo onto you. But regardless, love planet Venus moves into Cancer, where it will be until August 25th. And that's the first influence I'm going to talk about in tonight's show. So this will all be dependent, of course, on how this influence affects your natal chart. A natal chart means the time you were born, a snapshot of the planets in the sky at the moment you were born. And astrologers call that a natal chart. So with this influence of Venus in Cancer, now Venus being the planet of love, money, friendship, socializing. So when you combine those two energies, many of us are looking for a really deep emotional connection when Venus is in Cancer. Cancer is it's a water sign, so it's a very emotional sign. And I don't mean emotional as in weeping and sobbing. I mean emotions are very rich and deep. So for many of us, when Venus is in Cancer, it's like casual relationships won't appeal to us right now. It's more about intimacy and getting beyond the superficial. So it's all about going deep with those that we love or those that we care about. Particularly family members. I know it's hard to fathom with some of them, but particularly with family members, because Cancer is the sign that represents the family. It's our family, our ancestors, it's our roots, our hereditary, our family tree. It's where we come from. It's the foundation of who we are based off our ancestors. So when the planet of love meets Cancer, as it is doing now, this is all about that connection. It's about home and family. But of course, Cancer, the sign Cancer is much more than just home and family. There's so much more to it. There's so much depth, particularly because it's a water sign. And any of the water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, are very deep, particularly when it comes to the emotions. There's this an amazing depth, a depth of emotion. And with Cancer, it's a depth, all of them, all the water, three water signs, it's a depth of sensitivity. So when Venus is in Cancer, many of us might find that our soft-hearted sign comes out now. And then we want to feel safe within our relationships, not just our romantic relationships, but all our close relationships. We want to be able to show our vulnerability, and that's true for the water signs. It's like we want those that we love to take us down to the very depths so we can feel safe and nurtured. It's okay to be raw, and that means like vulnerable and exposed. But we need to be careful because during this time, when we feel that our sense of security is threatened, we might, you know, picture the crab, which is the symbol of Cancer. So we want to hide behind the protection or within the protection of the shell. And to do that, to protect ourselves when Venus is in Cancer at this time, we try and put others off with like a mood or being cranky or upset or something like that because it deters other people away. But really, that's a form of protection. So if you think about the symbol of Cancer, Venus in Cancer, the symbol of Cancer, it's the crab. The crab carries its shell on its back. And on that note, we're going to take a short break. So stay tuned to find out more about the planets this week.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. Before the break, I was talking about a love planet, Venus, moving into Cancer, where it will be until August 25th. Also this week, we have Uranus turning retrograde at 29 degrees Aries. And I'll cover a lot more about that energy later on in the show. And also, the other headline of the week is on Friday, we have Jupiter forming a square to Pluto. That's all about power and corruption. How about that? Coupled up with Uranus retrograde in Aries. And then, of course, we're coming into eclipse season. Next week, we've got a lunar eclipse in Aquarius. On the 12th of August, Mercury turns retrograde. And then on the 21st, we have a solar eclipse in Leo. And then on the 25th of August, we have Saturn, planet of karma, turning direct. Also on that day, we've got love planet Venus moving into Leo. There is a lot going on in August. A lot. So many of us can be expecting big changes, not just in our own little world, but on a global scale. Eclipses really mark, they're the cornerstones of astrology and astrology forecasting and prediction. And we are right moving into the eye of the storm. So back to this week. And today, to be precise, we have love planet Venus moving into Cancer. Now, Venus is the planet of love. When you think of Venus, you should be thinking of all things sweet and affectionate and romantic. And Venus is about pleasure and bringing people together. So it's about socializing them, uniting them in harmony. It's about friendships and partnerships of any type and social gatherings. It also rules money and finances, how you spend money, your attitudes towards money, and so on. So where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership. And that what I mean by partnership is one-on-one relationship. Primarily, it's a romantic relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse, whatever it is. But it's also business partnerships as well. So it will shed some light into how we are within a partnership. It's also a good bit of information to have about your romantic or your business partner as well, how they operate, how they spend money. Is always very insightful. And Venus, planet of love, rules the signs of Taurus and Libra. So Taurus and Libra are the two favorites of Venus. Now, Venus is known as the goddess of love amongst astrologers. Venus is the second closest planet to the sun. And the orbit of Venus, because it's closer to the sun, is the year of Venus is shorter than the year on Earth. That's about 225 days. And it's about 48 degrees away from the sun. I know I'm getting a bit technical and a bit geeky, but hey, this is for all you geeks out there. So I won't bore you with the detail of the rotation of Venus and all that sort of stuff. But Venus is the planet that goes retrograde the least amount of time. So that's quite significant. If you run your chart on my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, and you see that you might have Venus retrograde, then that's a significant energy for you. And anything that you read or see about Venus, particularly Venus retrograde, will be very insightful. And even when Venus changes sign, that would have an effect on you as well. So Venus at the moment is coupled up with Cancer. It just moved into Cancer. So as I said just before the break, Cancer is symbolized by the crab. And so what you, with astrology, if you think of the signs and you think of the symbols of the signs, so with Cancer being symbolized by the crab, well, the crab is something that carries its home with it on its back. And so when the crab is frightened or upset, it retreats back into its shell. And if you are fortunate enough to have a Cancer the crab person in your life, you'll know what I'm talking about. This sign is very sensitive, very emotional. So when things get a little tense, your cancer may retreat into self-protection mode and pulling into its shell until the trouble clears. Now, Cancer is a cardinal water sign, and it's ruled by the moon, which is interesting because with eclipse season upon us, Cancerian people, because they're highly sensitive, will be affected by the eclipses, as well as the fixed signs, because the lunar eclipse next week is in Aquarius and Leo. The other fixed signs are Taurus and Scorpio. So these four signs in particular, or anybody that has any planets in fixed signs, will be affected by these eclipses more so, as well as Cancer, because Cancer's ruling planet, and we know that the moon is technically not a planet, but we would call it a planet, as we do with the sun, will be affected more so by these eclipses. And I'm seeing it around me already. And eclipses have effects weeks and months before and after the actual event of the eclipse. So back to Venus in Cancer. Venus moved into Cancer this morning. Now, Cancer is the caretaker of the zodiac and will go to great lengths to keep the people it loves safe and supported. Cancers are very deeply connected with their families. And as I said, when you put Venus and Cancer together, this is going to be all about our families. All good. Not necessarily a bad thing. I know there's always somebody out there who we're connected to by blood, but this is a good time to really connect with our families, extend the olive branch, and so on. So there's going to be a lot of fluctuating moods with Venus in Cancer. But again, it's all about devotion and support. And as I said before the break, it's Cancerians are known to be the historians with an interest in ancestry, genealogy, etc. Now, when Venus is in Cancer, so as I said before, it's like many of us will be longing for a deep emotional connection. And if you're single and you're looking, you know, casual relationships won't appeal to you now when Venus is in Cancer. It's all about being really intimate. And many of us might find that our sensitive, soft-hearted side comes out now with this influence all the way through August 25th. And, you know, we'll want to feel, all of us will want to feel safe in our relationships to show how vulnerable we are, to really get to the depths of our emotion. And if we feel that our sense of security is threatened at this time, we will want to retreat back into the crab shell. So we might feel more nurturing, maybe more maternal toward our loved ones, even baking, because astrologers consider cooking and baking and nurturing part of this Cancerian realm. And then when Cancer comes together with Venus, Venus is the planet of love. Cancer is a sign of nurturing, being maternal, taking care of the people we love. You put those keywords together. And this might be all about feeding those we love. You know, and Cancer is ruled by the moon. So the moon is part of this equation when Venus is in Cancer. So the moon is all about our day-to-day life. It's all about how we take care of ourselves and others. So, you know, baking and cooking and baking our favorite treats for our favorite people. That could be a great motto for Venus in Cancer. And then it's a good time also to commit for the long term. So if you're, you want to propose, or you're going to get engaged or even married or move in with your partner, this is a wonderful time to do it when Venus is in Cancer, especially with the influence of the eclipses. The eclipses always represent something really significant in someone's life, very intense. Intense doesn't have to mean negative. It's just about there's a milestone and something really significant and important. Venus in Cancer, it's all about the home and family. If you're thinking about changing, moving, or redecorating, remodeling, this is a really good time to do it. Also, Venus in Cancer, Cancer is very astute when it comes to finances. Cancer is very good with money management. So this is a good time to think about long-term investments, and anything to change the bottom line would be, this would be a good time to do it. So because there is a strong desire for many of us for intimacy, be careful not to commit too quickly. That's just the flip side of this energy. We might be wearing some rose-colored glasses when it comes to someone in front of us. We want to go and make a longer or a deeper commitment, but it might be for reasons that might not pay off in the end. That's just a little tip. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's just like there's always a shadow to something, to some of these energies. And as I said, this is a great time for beautifying your home. And creating like a more comfortable, and the key word I think of when, with Venus in Cancer is all about cozy and comfortable. And so a great time for strengthening financial foundation, and this is not a time for impulse spending, thankfully. And the other key word for Cancer is tenacious. Something that a lot of people don't know about this sign is Cancer is very tenacious. So when you put it together with Venus, love planet Venus, and Cancer being tenacious, and also Cancer being a cardinal sign, going after what you want. So if you are single, it'd be a good time to put fears aside and really pursue the object of your affections. Now, if you have Venus in Cancer, so that means that at the time you were born, if Venus was in Cancer, you are having a Venus return the next few weeks, which is really significant when you pair that up with the eclipses and the other influences going on. So, and especially if you are single, this might be it for you. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's planets, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And I've still got more to say about Venus in Cancer. So this week, the headline, the planetary headline of the week is Venus moving into Cancer, where it will be until August 25th. We also have, and I'm going to move on to that in just a moment, Uranus turning retrograde at the very last degree of Aries, which is quite unusual, and it's all about sudden endings. Also this week, we have Jupiter forming a square to Pluto, and that's about power and corruption. And we're just about to move into a lunar eclipse and then a solar eclipse. We have Mercury turning retrograde on August 12th, the dreaded Mercury retrograde until September 5th. And then on August 25th, we have Saturn, Lord of Karma, turning direct. So there you have it. We are coming into huge transformation. August is a month of change. August is probably the biggest month of the year when it comes to shifting energy. Anyway, back to this week and today, more specifically, we have Venus moving into Cancer. And I just wanted to quickly whiz through how that will be affecting your sign before I move on to Uranus turning retrograde in Aries. So if you're an Aries, Venus in Cancer will be affecting you and in your life around home and family. Now, I did say that Venus in Cancer was a good time for home and family, more so if you're in Aries. This energy will be a lot more potent for you. If you're a Taurus, this is a good time for the intellect, thought, learning, communication, any sort of short trips. Also extending an olive branch to your siblings specifically, or even any neighbours. But really, if you're a Taurus, it's a good time for connecting with siblings. If you're a Gemini, this is a wonderful time for money through August. So it's all about, the focus will be on money, saving money, spending money, and possessions. If you're a Cancer, this is all about you, yourself, and your appearance. If you're looking to make a change to your appearance, normally I'd say go for it, but because of the influence of the eclipses, proceed with caution. If you're a Leo, pay attention to your dreams and your subconscious mind. Anything that's intangible, this is a time of karma, especially with the eclipses in your sign. If you're a Virgo, it's a good time to get out there and socialize, connect with friends and acquaintances, and participate in any groups that you are part of, online or offline. If you're a Libra, this is the time for you about career and status and achievements. If you're a Scorpio, this is about anything to do with overseas or foreign places, publishing, higher education, any sort of legalities as well. Sagittarius, it's about money, big money, taxes, inheritance, insurance. If you're a Capricorn, Venus in Cancer will be affecting your relationship, or I should say relationships, personal, business, any sort of agreements, contracts. It's a nice time for signing agreements, but of course do it quickly before Venus moves, before Mercury turns retrograde. If you're an Aquarian, it's a good time to focus on health, diet, and fitness. Pay attention to how you nurture yourself. That could use an update more than likely, especially with this eclipse, lunar eclipse next week. And finally, if you're a Pisces, lucky you, this is all about romance and courtship and having fun and pleasure and creativity and spending time with children. Now, other headline of the week is Uranus turning retrograde at 29 degrees Aries. Now, I'm going to break that down and I'm going to go through what each means and then put it back together. Now, just really, Uranus is the planet of the unexpected, it's sudden surprises, it's things we hadn't planned on. Retrograde means the energy moves backward or it shifts quickly. And 29 degrees Aries, 29 degrees is the last degree of any sign, and it means endings and karma. And Aries is a sign, it's the first sign of the zodiac, and it's all about like rushing into something. So rushing into something, and I always think Aries as the brave warrior, but on the flip side, because as I keep saying, everything has a shadow side, is somebody shaking in their boots. It's fear. So you put all those keywords together and that is what Uranus turning retrograde at 29 degrees Aries means. Now, about Uranus. Uranus is often associated with rebellions and revolutions and earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything that erupts with sudden, unpredictable force and changes life as we know it. Yes, it's very dramatic, but it deserves the drama. And Uranus's effects are not just all just disruptive, just most of them, nearly all of them, let's just say. So Uranus rules original thought, unique inventions, improvements on tradition, So it's like we need it. We need the shake-up, but sometimes it's hard to take. So it's like it comes at us unexpectedly, like I said, like an earthquake or a volcano. And we might even hear about those things in the news as well at this time or this week, particularly as I keep harping on the eclipses, but really there's so much going on astrologically at this time. It's big news. So think about, again, the flip side of Uranus is without the influence of this planet in our lives, we might never know, you know, like the development of science or humanitarianism, which comes from something unexpected like a natural disaster. And that's whether it happens in a constructive or a destructive way. Uranus, regardless, promotes progress. So that's really the bottom line once we get through the initial shock of whatever has happened under its influence. But on a more personal basis, Uranus influences our senses of freedom and restriction. And of course, everything depends on your own unique birth chart. And that means a snapshot of the planets at the moment you were born. So depending on its placement in your chart, Uranus can make you feel quite rebellious, depending on what else is triggering it by transit. So it's like any aspect of your life, you might be someone who colours outside the lines, you might be someone who conforms. That's where Uranus in your chart will explain things along these lines. So, you know, it's just about a shake-up of routine and flying in the face of others' expectations of us. That's what Uranus is all about. So Uranus is the planet that encourages us to break out of our mold and to spread our wings and fly. So it's like it tests the validity of the current status quo. It puts it to the test through dramatic, upsetting occurrences. Just think about disruptive change. But that sounds negative. At the time, it might feel negative, but ultimately, as I said before, it's like we can just expect progress. So Uranus rules the freedom-seeking sign of Aquarius, which explains a lot. So Uranus was discovered, just a little quick background about Uranus. It was discovered in 1781, and it brought in a period of new planetary discoveries, because then after that came Neptune and Pluto. So we had the three outermost planets that had never been known about before, could not view them with the naked eye, and then all of a sudden Uranus is discovered. So it came about quite unexpectedly. So, and when you put Uranus together with Aries, which it has been in this sign for the past few years. So you have the energy of Aries with the planet of rebellion. Now, just remember that Aries is headstrong and it's also impulsive. So you've got this double impulsive energy at the moment at the last degree, which is, I keep saying, all about endings and karma and wrapping things up. And just remember the energy of Aries. Aries won't often back down from a challenge or confrontation. Now, think about that and put that together with Uranus and see what's going on out there this week. And, of course, this energy is not just about this week. It's about at this time. Now, Aries is ruled by the planet Mars. Mars is all about confrontation. It's the planet of the warrior. So put all those keywords together. Then you've got the retrograde. So the retrograde of Uranus is it really does shake things up. It brings things out into the open. So any time a planet turns retrograde, it's about, I want to say shining the light. I guess that's not a bad example, shining the light. So shining the light, you've got rebellion, a sudden volcano earthquake, you've got Aries that likes confrontation, you've got the last degree of Aries, which is about endings or karma or something, a fated quality going on at this time. Then you've got the influence of the eclipses coming up. This is a really, really potent time that we are sitting here in. very potent. And of course, I have to throw in there the dreaded Mercury retrograde on August 12th. I don't want to sound like the voice of doom and gloom, because that's not necessarily what it's about. It's just about shake up and change and transformation. Yes, it's going to be intense, but hey, what is it? Anyway, so Uranus moved into Aries in 2011, and it will be in Aries until 2019. So typically, Uranus is in a sign for around seven-ish years. And so anytime an outer planet, such as Uranus or Neptune or Pluto, changes sign, or called an ingress, it transforms all of us on a global scale. And so, of course, we're always influenced individually, but with the outer planets, the effects are more worldwide. And this is the same is true when the outer planets change direction, and that's what a retrograde means. It appears to be moving backwards in its orbit around the sun. Technically, the planets do not travel backwards, they just slow down. And from our perspective here on Earth, they look like they're traveling backwards. So it has an effect, has a big effect. And so it's changing, I mean, it's moving retrograde. So there is an effect on all of us globally. So with that influence, it's like many of us will be very impatient with Uranus turning retrograde at 29 degrees Aries. We want drastic changes, not necessarily without thinking them through. So it's sort of like we're in a hurry to make a change. We're going to jump on something really fast, make impulsive decisions, and freedom will be paramount with this energy of Uranus turning retrograde. People are just over the restrictions. It really is about revolution. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And just before the break, I was talking about Uranus turning retrograde at 29 degrees Aries, the final degree of Aries. It's like there's something that needs to be wrapped up in a sudden, unexpected change or an ending. Now, the last time Uranus was in Aries was from April 1927 until March 1925. And the next time Uranus will be in Aries is April 2094 So I did a little digging around, did some research, and I was absolutely fascinated with what went on the last time Uranus was in Aries. And again, those dates, April 1927 until March 1935. I'm going to whiz through these because I'm running out of time. So what happened last time Uranus was in Aries? So we had things like the Academy Awards was founded. Charles Lindbergh makes the first solo nonstop transatlantic flight from New York to Paris. We had an earthquake in China killing 200,000 people. Amelia Earhart starts her attempt to become the first woman to cross the Atlantic Ocean. The world's largest hailstone falls in Nebraska. Penicillin is discovered. We had the Wall Street crash. The 3M company markets Scotch tape. Pluto is discovered. Lily Elby was the first recipient of male to female sex reassignment surgery. The first quick frozen vegetables were sold to the public. We had the Great Depression during this period. The first Purple Heart was awarded, and the first alleged sighting of the Loch Ness Monster occurs. And Adolf Hitler becomes Führer of Germany, and in 1934, the hottest year on record. So that's a little bit about what happened last time Uranus was in Aries, and it's just about to turn retrograde. So we can expect more of the unexpected. How about that? I think that's probably a better way to put it. Oh, and just one more thing before I move on. Everything has a chart that has a birth. No, did I say that right? Everything that has a birth has a chart. So the USA has a chart. And so Pluto in the chart of the USA is at 28 degrees Capricorn. So this Uranus turning retrograde is forming a square to the Pluto of the USA, which means mass scale change comes unexpectedly. And as I said, Uranus is about revolution and Pluto is about force and manipulation. On that note, let's look at the other planetary influences of the week. On Sunday, we had Venus forming a sextile to Uranus, again, more unexpected, but in a nice way. So it's a good time to take some time off and plan some fun activities that you normally would not do. It's a very restless and playful energy, quite lighthearted and over quite quickly. Moving right along, on Friday, we have Jupiter squaring Pluto. This is pretty heavy, speaking of manipulation. The first time this occurred in this cycle was November 24th, 2016, again March 30th of this year, and we will have it again on Friday. So what this represents when Jupiter squares Pluto, things aren't going quite as smoothly as we'd hoped. Many of us have this burning ambition and a drive to succeed very strongly. We might be a bit too overconfident. Specifically the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. And it's all about success. It's all about being paranoid, conspiracy theories. We sometimes can't put things into perspective with this. Small things seem big, big ones seem small. There's a bit of confusion, but like on a really large scale. What else? It's about control. Actually, it's about control, power and manipulation. That's basically the bottom line here for this influence. So it's like hidden things come to light, but in a really big way. And it's also about, it's like a house of cards. It's like once one card falls, the rest will just tumble. So if someone blows hard enough, they could knock down this house of cards, whatever that may be, and however this influence is affecting you. So just remember that there's enough to go around, but there could be concern over resources. Yes, so that one was Jupiter forming a square to Pluto. Now for your weekly horoscope. So if you're an Aries, there is less pressure this week to prove yourself, which is a welcome relief. Enjoy the tried and tested and be comfortable. Take care with excess. Be happy in your own skin and slow down the need and the drive to change all the time. If you are a Taurus, let go of emotional baggage through therapy, creative arts, or simply by talking it through with a trusted ally. Clear out the hurt and the anger and practice forgiveness for your own sake, if not for others. If you're a Gemini, friendships may be tested this week, but you'll be pleasantly surprised at how loyal your friends really are. Repay a debt of kindness that you have owed for some time. Go out of your way to help when others walk away. If you are a Cancer, chaos at work seems to be subsiding a little, so you have some breathing space. Use this time to think ahead in your career. If you've been hoping to change direction altogether, this is a positive time to take the plunge. Remember, I said this is eclipse season and everything else going on. It might be good to look back to the past, something that you really enjoyed or excelled at, and then go back to that and bring it into the present. If you're a Leo, stop trying to fit in or to please others. It's time now to be who you are. If others have issues with you, that is very much their problem, not yours. Be proud of yourself and stand tall this week, Leo. If you're a Virgo, for once you can breathe easily financially, this week may not bring a lottery win, but it does help you to accept that you have enough in all sense of the word. Take a less materialistic view going forward. If you're a Libra, there is a healing vibe around your relationship. Whether you have recently been through a tough time or not, you're becoming closer and gaining a better mutual understanding. It's time to celebrate being in love, so look for the joy, because you have been through a lot with that square from Pluto. You might have really felt like you'd gone to the depths. If you are a Scorpio, a karma routine pays dividends as you will feel less tired, more refreshed and happier all around. If you can work meditation into your daily life, so much the better. Practices such as yoga or mindfulness will also help to consolidate your well-being. If you are a Sagittarius, what begins as an impulsive flirtation could lead to something exciting. Great news if you're single, but potentially troublesome if you are not. Be aware of the risks you are taking. You're a grown-up and you can make this decision for yourself. If you are a Capricorn, this week's energy is about putting down roots. If you're hoping to move house, circumstances may shift quickly now. If you're settled where you are, explore how you can take a greater part in your local community. If you are an Aquarius, just know that next week's lunar eclipse will be affecting you and your life. Major events at this time, certainly a memorable time. So boredom isn't likely to be a problem for this week or this month, but focus might be. You're flitting from one project to the next without actually finishing anything, which is sort of unusual for you. You are a fixed sign and can see things through the end normally. So try to set a list of priorities and be strict with yourself about completing them. You do have Saturn as one of your sub-rulers, so that should not be a problem. If you are a Pisces, politics and morality feature large in your life this week, and you may be having some very heated discussions. Look for areas where you agree with friends and family and then build on that common ground. It doesn't always have to end in a fight. So that's it for your weekly horoscope. Pretty big week, pretty big month. So just remember this week, we have love planet Venus moving into Cancer, where it will be until August 25th. We have Uranus, planet of the unexpected, rebellions and revolutions, turning retrograde on Wednesday. And it's turning retrograde in the very last degree of Aries. So this is like a double impulsive, unexpected energy. And at the final degree of Aries, which means endings, the endings with a bang. Not a fizzle, but a bang. And unexpected. And it affects a lot of us because it's an outer planet. So that's the other news. And then finally on Friday, we have Jupiter forming a square to Pluto. Jupiter is the planet of excess. A square is a challenge or friction, and Pluto is, trying to think of a nice way to put this. Let's just say Pluto is planet of change and transformation. So you have excess, friction, change and transformation. How well do they go together? They don't go together very well. And of course, eclipse season, the Mercury retrograde is coming up on August 12th. And I will be covering these influences in the next show, next week's show, and the other shows after that. So be sure to tune in. Remember to breathe. I'm Kelly Fox, your host and astrologer with The Astrology Show. Thanks for tuning in and have a great week.